Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. On behalf of the Wyoming Supreme Court's Children's Justice Project, I would like to welcome you to the CJP monthly training series. The training is offered the second Thursday of every month from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. for key stakeholders involved in the Wyoming juvenile court system. We have a great training lined up for you today. To download the materials for today's training, please visit the CJP website at www.courts.state.wy.us/CJP and click on the training tab. If you have questions, please call in during the last 10 minutes of the training. The phone number is 917-889-8064. Again, that number is 917-889-8064. You may also post questions and comments using the chat session on the Blog Talk Radio website. After today's training, please go to the CJP webpage to complete a survey. We hope you find today's training beneficial.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is Edie Troutwine. I am the Children's Justice Project Coordinator with the Wyoming Supreme Court. Today's presentation is titled Wyoming Kid Care Chip Overview. And again, it is a special edition. It will only last about 30 minutes and isn't on our regular schedule. Today's presentation will focus on Wyoming's Kid Care Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Our guest speaker today is Sarah Rigsby. She's with the Wyoming Kid Care CHIP Program. She is going to provide an introduction to the program and the status of funding. She will present important information that family law professionals should know about CHIP, specifically focusing on the assignment of insurance responsibilities to parents and why the employer plan may not be the best option for the family, and also talk about employer plans versus kid care CHIP options. You can download the handouts for today's presentation from the CJP website. There are two today. One is a flyer that provides an overview of the program, and also we have a PowerPoint presentation that Sarah will use today and refer to throughout her presentation. With that, I'll turn it over to Sarah.
Thank you for that great introduction, Edie. Thank you all for listening today. As Edie said, my name is Sarah Rigsby. I'm the outreach specialist from Kid Care CHIP with the Wyoming Department of Health. And I'm going to introduce our program and ask for a little help from you all in sharing information for your clients, particularly when assigning insurance responsibilities, particularly during a divorce. So let's go into our PowerPoint, take a look at page 2. Just a little overview of what we're looking at for insured kids in our state. We have about 143,000 Wyoming residents under the age of 19, and 33% of these kids live at or below 200% of the federal poverty level, which means they would be covered by our program. 11,399 are uninsured at this age, and they're about 5,823 uninsured Wyoming residents under the age of 19 with household incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And as you might understand, I did this quickly, but 200% of the federal poverty level is our income limit for the Kid Care CHIP program. So to help us out, and I understand you all probably don't leave kids uninsured when you're working with them. You make sure that somebody is covering these children with insurance, but I just want you to consider Kid Care CHIP as an option when assigning insurance responsibilities during a divorce or whatever other circumstances you may be working with families in. And going to page 5 of the PowerPoint, Kid Care CHIP offers a full insurance program for kids under the age of 19. So mental health coverage, immunizations, eyeglasses, preventive care, something that's not always covered by other plans. It has occupational, speech, and physical therapies, dentist visits, prescriptions. Pretty much everything you would get with an employer plan is covered in our plan. I think for looking at dental care, I think most 50% of school absences are because of dental reasons. So it's really important that kids are getting dental visits and eyeglasses and also the occupational therapy for success in academics. Going to page 6. KidCare CHIP is considered affordable health coverage. It's administered through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming and also Delta Dental of Wyoming. And so all the coverage goes through those two companies. There is either no copay or a very low copay. It goes up to $10, and that depends on income limit. No premium to be paid monthly, and also there's no deductible. There's also no copay for verified Native Americans. And all preventive services like immunizations or well-trialed visits or preventive dentist visits are free. On the next page, on page 7, if you want to find out more about our program, you can go to health.wyo.gov/CHIP, which is CHIP. On page 8, who's eligible? We have children and teens under the age of 19, Wyoming residents, U.S. citizens, qualified non-citizens, or lawful permanent residents who've lived in the U.S. for 5 years. Everybody has to be uninsured for 30 days. There are some exceptions to this rule. Unfortunately, family changes are not an exception. I know often family changes and other insurance plans are like a divorce or a birth of a child. You can change your insurance, but we don't have that as one of our changes. But if you do have any questions about that, you can always call me. And the household income must be under 200% of the federal poverty level, and they can't qualify for Medicaid to be on our program. So there's definitely a specific amount of kids in our program who, in the state, who do qualify for our program. It's a narrow margin, but they are out there. And I really believe a lot of people don't know that they would be eligible for our program. Okay, so the next page, page 9, some of you may have heard about the Congress not reauthorizing our program or the funding for our program. It was they were supposed to have it reauthorized by September 30th, 2017, and they haven't done that yet. So, but we are a well-established program. We've been in place since 1997, and we serve the families that can't afford insurance coverage at other places. We're not a fly-by-night program. We're definitely something that's very established in Wyoming and in other states around the country. It is a federal partnership. As a state and federal partnership, and the Wyoming lawmakers, Senators Barrasso and Enzi, and also Cheney, Representative Cheney, believe that this will be refunded in the near future. At this time, we don't know, but we do have reserve funding until sometime this spring. I've heard April is sort of at least April that we'll have funding still. Until then, we are still enrolling children, and we are still offering the same great coverage for these kids. So it's definitely still something worth sharing with your clients, because chances of us getting funded at some point here are looking good, and also we're still processing business as usual. So just so you know about that. And we want you guys to help us help parents make the best decision about their health insurance. I know you have to help families decide who's going to have the insurance responsibility, particularly during a divorce. And I want you to know that KidCare CHIP is an option. So if you'll turn to page 11, it gives you kind of an idea of what our families do for a living and who might be qualified. And again, a lot of these families don't realize that this program is out there for them because they do make money and they are working. And they may even have an employer program available to them. So for a family of four, they can earn up to $49,600 a year and qualify for our program. So that could be a small business owner, drywall installer, health technologist, social worker, carpenter. And all these professions require some sort of training or trade school or even a bachelor's degree on some of them. So these people may not realize that they can get this service because they're used to being pretty self-sufficient and providing their own insurance and things like that. I realized that I usually do this presentation for school nurses and people in the health community, but you all are probably working with a lot of families of two, like a single parent and a child. So those families can make up to $32,484, and that could be an administrative assistant, a lot of entry-level jobs right out of college, and also maybe like a food service manager. And a family of three, maybe a single parent with two kids, could earn $40,000, and that could be a chef or a construction job or an athletic trainer. So these people are out there, and they are in a job that's not just a job but a profession for them. So I just want them to know that there is this available to them, and it might be a better option than the employer coverage that they're getting. Of course, the parents need to stay on the employer coverage, but the kids could be on our program. So if you'll turn to page 12 in the PowerPoint, I did a little comparison of employee-sponsored plans versus KidCare CHIP. With KidCare CHIP, there's no premium, so there's no monthly payment for the health insurance at all. The average employee premium cost for a family plan is about $5,714 a year, which is about $476 per month. And this is a national amount. I don't have it for Wyoming. But that's a huge chunk of change. And if you just have the employee on the program, it's a lot less. So this is just with adding the kids. So with KidCare CHIP, there's also no deductible, which means when you go into the doctor's office, the coverage is there immediately. You don't have to meet a deductible. And the average annual family deductible, and I didn't want to get too specific on this, but it's from $1,000 to $4,000 a year. So your family might have to pay that in cash before your insurance coverage comes in, which could cost the family a lot. For copays, $10, $5, or no copay on KidCare CHIP. And then the average copay is $20 to $40 if you're on an employer plan. So I know mine's $30 every time we go to the doctor. So, and then coverage is comparable to both of the coverages are comparable. So they're very similar. And I think KidCare CHIP might cover even more things than the employer-sponsored plan, particularly when it comes to dental coverage, and some employers require you to buy an additional dental coverage. So I really wanted to make you all aware that KidCare CHIP is a really great option for families that might meet our income limits and our requirements. I think often people in family law might assign the health insurance responsibility to the parent who has the employer coverage. But maybe this is a better option, maybe to do the parent who might not make as much money or might be the lower wage earner, and they may be able to get on this program, and it might benefit everybody involved in the situation because it would be less money out of their pockets. And that on the last page is my contact information, slide 13, Sarah Rigsby again, and you are free to contact me if you have any questions about my program. That presentation went quicker than I thought it would. but are there any questions?
Thank you, Sarah. And so the chat lines are open. So if anybody has a question, you can type it into the box there below, and I'll read it to Sarah, or you can call into the call-in number. Again, that call-in number is 1-917-889-8064. And so, Sarah, we'll just give a couple more minutes to see if anybody types in a question.
Okay, sounds good.
And I do think for listeners there, I think Sarah discussed the funding and the reauthorization of the funding by congressional action. And what we can do is, if and when that happens, we can post an update and include some information as a handout to this podcast.
That would be great. That would be great. Looking forward to having some updates soon, hopefully.
Okay, well, I don't see any questions. Thank you very much, Sarah. And, I mean, do you want to leave us with sort of the one thing you really wanted listeners to take away from today's program?
Yes, I really want you to remember that KidCare CHIP is definitely an option for working families that you might be working with and assigning insurance responsibilities for. It's out there, and it might be the better financial option for your families.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And with that, we'll tune off.
Okay. Thank you, Edie.
All right. Bye.
Bye.